because you wouldn't have actually been involved in any of the organisation for the Mardi Gras.
No.
And you would have come in as the young Labour person.
Yeah.
And also as a union.
And just a young person, you know.
Mm.
See all that colour and movement, which...
Colour and movement is in the parade, or colour and movement is in the politics?
Well, in both. Mm. You know, and they were interspersed, and, you know, that level of vibrancy.
Mm. Did it affect your politics? Generally?
I think so. I think it just gave you a positive, different model.
Affirming your sexuality or a different approach to politics?
Again, I think both.
Mm.
Because, you know, it gave you that notion that there were lots of other people around who were in the same position, and, you know, it gave you examples of people fighting for something that they believed in, or an injustice, or...
There wouldn't have been crossovers with people like Max Pierce.
That's right.
Yeah. And what was your relationship with these sort of people? They would have been in Young Labour as well.
Well, Max was, yeah.
Ken
Davis, you know. But Max is a fine example, you know. No, that was good.
And was there any crossover between the gay, like, let's say Max with industrial issues? I mean, he wouldn't have been gay rights focused. There would have been other things as well.
Well, he was a broad. I mean, he. And again, generally, I mean, people had broader interests, if I can express it in those terms. Well, they had a broader philosophical and political interest. You know, it wasn't just... I mean, they weren't single-issue people, I suppose. That's really what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
That it fitted in within, you know, context.
Mm.